I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I hope you are hungry, because for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking food. Coming up, Vermont leads the way when it comes to labeling genetically modified foods. That's from our food policy department. But first, let's go gourmet. The French, as you know, are very attached to their food. So is a lot of the rest of the world. French cuisine is widely seen as among the highest forms of the art of cooking. And you don't mess with success, right? Well, these days, some leading French chefs are messing with success because climate change. Here's reporter Adeline Sia in Paris.
François Pasteau has run his small gourmet restaurant, L'Epi du Pain, in Paris for 20 years. I met him in his kitchen as he was stirring a fragrant soup.
So that will be the soup of the day, the sea scallop soup.
This sea scallop soup, served with a swirl of savory chestnut mousse, is a sweet and salty treat. But here's the thing. It's made with scraps left over from the preparation of Pasteau's sea scallop main dish. In this kitchen, nothing gets wasted. Shrimp shells are boiled for broth. Apple cores are turned into apple sauce. And when it comes to duck,
we use all the parts of the duck.
Pasteau says the neck can be served stuffed, scraps of meat can be used for terrines, and bones can be roasted with vegetables to make a delicious caramelized sauce. Putting all good ingredients to use is part of Pasteau's mission as a chef. And as the president of the Restaurant and Food Industry Association, Bon pour le Climat, or Good for the Climate. The group's philosophy is simple. Educate the French about climate-friendly cuisine, and making sure there's no waste is just the beginning. It also means giving priority to vegetables and plant proteins over animal proteins, which have a much bigger carbon footprint. But Pasteau says that will mean a cultural shift in France.
When we think about a meal, we always think about the meat and what we can put on the side with vegetables. I think the main thing is to think first about the vegetable and to add some meat or fish on the side.
When it comes to fish, Pasteau says he only uses healthy fish stocks, so no more red tuna or swordfish, for example. Also, no more trucked in mineral water. Instead, tap water is microfiltered on site, and at the end of the day, the vegetable trash is hauled off to be turned into biofuel. Pasteau says each meal is an opportunity to effect change. But the customers don't pack l'épi du pain for the lessons.
Alors là, nous dégustons un magret de canard.
Isabelle Demeure is having duck magret with braised cabbage, walnuts, dried apricots, and the parsnips puree. She's a regular here.
Ici, c'est un restaurant où on suit vraiment les saisons.
They really follow the seasons here, Demeure says, and there's a real original take. You feel that they pay attention to the provenance of the products, to French high standards, all attributes of a quality table. Just a few metro stations away from L'Epi du Pain, the renowned upscale restaurant Lucas Carton has been setting a quality table since the 1800s at prices starting at $150 for lunch. But even in this iconic institution, head chef Julien Dumas is making big changes. On the menu du jour,
là aujourd'hui, il y a la dorade et l'huître.
Today there is bream and oysters. For the entree, pollock and buckwheat. Buckwheat normally comes from Russia, but this one is grown in Auvergne. Then we have peanuts from Bordeaux and yuzu from Perpignan.
For Dumas, the key to responding to the Earth's needs and changing climate is stay local and know your food, including the people who produce it. At 36, Dumas is young to have attained his prestigious post, but he's not shy about shaking things up.
I have no red meat at all, no beef, so that's easy.
Instead, Dumas serves up more seafood, which can have a smaller carbon footprint. But it doesn't always. That's why he also got rid of out-of-season lobster and a beloved dish with crayfish from Scotland, too far away. Dumas even took a step verging on heresy. He got rid of a classic dish served here for 40 years, canard apicius, that is marinated duck breast served with a concoction of tart apples and dates.
Il y en a qui se plaignent parce que j'ai retiré un canard.
Some complain that I took out the duck dish, but those ducks were mistreated, and the dish called for apples from Chile. I prefer to wait for apple season.
The chefs behind Bon pour le Climat say there's no contradiction between protecting the climate and maintaining, even enhancing, the art of cooking and the pleasure of eating. And while they've raised some eyebrows, they feel they're following changes in France as much as leading. But Chef Dumas of Lucas Carton says there is another reason he's putting so much effort into changing French cuisine.
Moi, j'ai deux enfants.
I have two kids, and I'd like to leave them a clean earth.
For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.
Tomorrow, Adeline visits a more downscale Paris restaurant, which serves up food that would otherwise have gone to waste.